It's 7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks, welcome to the Consciousness Show. Okay, Nick, yeah, it's off.
One of those silly little iPhone things.
Thank you for joining us, whether it's in archive or it's live. We appreciate the listens. This is, I'm Gwen Berry, and Nicole Tomasini is with me, and perhaps later we'll have some call-ins. We're going to focus a little, the first part of this show, on something that's come to our attention, kind of in the backlash, been really busy, haven't seen it usually do, but the Lakota Sioux Nation out in the Dakotas is at risk of losing some of their sacred land. It's a crisis. They're trying to raise money. Anyways, let's open up with Grandmother Drum. Play a little bit. Nicole, you're with us on both land and sea here, huh?
I am. Now I am.
Glad.
Computer freak out, you know? Funny times.
I absolutely had no idea that this was, I've had no computer or computer foul-ups for a day and a half, 2 days, and all of a sudden, Dana Roundtree at, Dana Longhill at, has posted in Roundtree, and she's on the committee that's on that first link to raise money. Basically, the Lakota are looking at, the Lakota Sioux out in the Black Hills are looking at losing some of their land that was privately owned. How that happened, I don't know, but they want to buy it back. It's sacred land in the midst of theirs, and they're trying to raise the money at the last moment. We're in the 13th hour here, and I would like to play this video from the gentleman who is spearheading here. You ready to hear this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a Dakyapi. Chante Washtena Becha Yuzapalo. My relatives, I greet you with a genuine handshake. My name is Chase Iron Eyes. I'm a citizen of the Ocheti Shalkoni, or the Great Sioux Nation. I'm an attorney, and I'm also a founding writer at LastRealIndians.com. And I come to you today, I want to speak with you today, because one of our most precious, sacred sites, Peshla, in the middle of the Black Hills, the heart of everything that is, in the middle of the place where we originate from, the place of our genesis, is at risk. In less than 2 weeks, my relatives, on August 25th, 2012, the Reynolds family, who currently owns Peshla, is going to auction it off. And so we're under a tremendous time crunch here. Because once that happens, once they sell all 1,900 acres approximately, we can't guarantee what happens after that, because the state of South Dakota has already made it known that they intend to build a highway right through the middle of Peshla, effectively destroying it, and we will not let that happen, because Peshla is one of our most important sites. We don't have a choice whether or not we perform ceremonies at Peshla and other places that align during certain times of celestial movements, when constellations are in certain places during different seasons. And as well, the Black Hills are older than ages. They've been here since before the Great Floods. And they're very, very special to us. And it's no accident that we're here trying to save Peshla. To that end, Last Real Indians has partnered, or is working in collaboration with, other bands and nations of the Ocheti Shakoe and other organizations to help save Peshla, to buy back, as ironic as that sounds, to buy back one of our most special places. So my relatives, we're asking for your help, we're asking for your prayers. Whether you're indigenous or not, we feel that everybody is indigenous, that our spirits and our intrinsic values want to respect the universe. And so we're asking for your help to protect this place, to buy back as much of it as we can. And we're calling on other nations, too, outside the Ocheti Shakoe, who know the sacredness of the Black Hills, the Crow, the Kiowa, the Cheyenne, the Arapaho. If you can help anybody, if you can help, go to LastRealIndians.com. You'll see the link on there where we're raising money to do this, to protect this place for the benefit of humanity. I want to thank you for your time. Hau wopila hechigla.
There you have it.
Wow. I find it very interesting that they're looking to take this land that, from everything he said, is, you know, a heartland of an Indian tribe. And it just makes me think of the alignment that we're going into, and if that's why they want it.
You know, people, there's places that you think of as home. You know, whether it's Philadelphia or New York, down there where your apartment is, or you know, I've been lucky. I've traveled a lot of places, and I carry all those places in me. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
No place that I've ever traveled in my whole life, I can still see my sister as a little kid climbing the strange zigzagged palm trees in Jensen Beach, Florida, when we traveled there by boat. You know, I mean, walking into Blarney Castle in Ireland, or just taking a walk up to the Cloisters in New York. I mean, all these places are inside of me, and all of them are
vortex.
Huh?
It becomes a personal vortex in a sense. Like it's the motherland. It's got a certain vibration that is, you know.
Yes, there are places that seem more special than any other. For me, there's a very special place out west. At the Four Corners in Canyon de Chelly, out where the grandmother spider's talking stones lie. I, you know, that was a special, I had a real spiritual awakening there. But to every, and to families of people, cultures, certain places are sacred. I mean, if you were to walk into a Republican fundraiser right now and discuss the terms of how to tear down Skull and Bones social house
right.
over there, I mean, you know, you'd have a hell of a war.
There would be an uproar. Right.
So the point is that we all have a place that's sacred to us, or many, if we're fortunate, many. And some people hold the whole of the planet in their heart, and they never leave home, if you get what I mean. Anything we can do to bring up awareness and to ask people to go over to the Indiegogo site that the Lanstra Indians have put up. They're raising money. They need the money very badly, and even if you can only give $5, it matters. This is a crisis because when, as he said, when that land gets sold off, if they put roads through there, if they corrupt the land, you know, first come the roads, and then comes the, you know, the filling station, and then comes the, you know, the rest of the bullshit. Uranium mining, oil speculations, anything that they can find, they'll plunder. And you know, the women have already gotten in the road on the res to stop the trucks from, you know, using the reservations as shortcuts to bring down XL pipeline material from the higher north down into the south to build this atrocity for tar sands oils. It's very important that we all band together. And as he said, we're all family, you know? This is a crisis. Did I lose you?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, in thought, maybe. But, yeah, it is very important. You can feel it. You can feel it when he talks. You know exactly what he's saying. And I always find that's a great pointer for truth. You know, you can find exactly where this person's vibration is and where they're coming from. And yeah, it's like part of the movement. You know, part of, it's like a symbol for this getting back in touch with Earth. I think it's yet another challenge to raise awareness towards these things. Like, okay, what's running through sacred spaces that we don't want, you know, can only help, if those can be cleared, can only help the Earth vibration and the people's vibration if those places are cleared and cared for and have the loving humans around it that it's supposed to have.
I agree, and I feel very remiss. I've been so caught up in getting my business done and things out that I have not had the time until I was looking through emails. And here Dana's been posting about it, and I didn't even see it. I've had Facebook issues. I finally cleared everything up, but it's like, you know, half an hour before showtime, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's a crisis going on in the Black Hills. And, Flash, your mic is open. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Flash.
It's... you know, part of lightening up during all of this is reaching out and helping one another through these things. And one of the ways we can do it is to help the Lakota Nation and the people who are organizing it within the nation up there in the Black Hills raise the money that they need to begin to, you know, bid on the land. If they have to buy it, they have to buy it, first of all. Shame. On the Reynolds family. You know?
Gwen, I don't know if you know, but I'm here with you.
Yeah, I know. I was saying your mic was hot. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew I was here.
Yeah, I knew.
Okay.
We began the show tonight sort of on a late, oh my God, I didn't know this was going on, and so the
right. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I've been posting about it.
I haven't had Facebook has been not posting things for. I haven't seen anything really in a couple of days, and then so I feel very. Well, now I do know, and I can do something. And
it almost feels like Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's felt like that.
Because I haven't had internet for 2 days.
Me neither for 2 days. I thought, I didn't know what the problem was. Yeah, if it was Facebook or the internet or the Chrome, Google. 2 days.
Well, that's interesting that we've shared this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
I've had, well, David fixed me. All I had to do was go in and open my app to clean out all my caches. All through the machine, and when I dumped all that, everything was okay.
Oh, that's so smart. I forgot about that trick. Thank you for that.
You're supposed
to do
one.
Sisterhood is powerful.
Yeah.
It's called cleansing and purifying, I think.
Yeah.
But, everybody, welcome to Flash Silvermoon, who is joining us this evening with our discussion. We're going to speak about lightening up, but I think it's more important to turn our attention to the crisis that so many, it's not just the Lakota Nation out in the Black Hills that is facing this kind of encroachment by people who want to divest them of their land so they can plunder it. I mean, this is going on all around us.
I think it's a good chance for us to take all of this work we've been doing with visualization and feeling these more and more vibrations as we're all transmuting. It seems the perfect opportunity for the lighten up to really to focus that energy on that place and to see the cash flow coming right into it and helping on a vibrational and energetic feeling, powerful feeling motion besides giving
yeah.
as well.
Setting an astral standard on
yes.
top of their site like that would be a really good thing to do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, seeing a post on their site saying, we've got it. We've got
yeah.
it all. And
yeah.
extra. Who needs money?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
Seeing it done.
Yeah, yeah, it's the right vision to hold. It's important because is an area, Peshla is an area in the Black Hills of South Dakota that's just west of Rapid City, South Dakota, and it's considered by the Lakota Sioux to be the center and heart of everything that is. It's a part of their creation story in a sacred place. They perform ceremonies at Peshla, which sustain the Lakota way of life and keep the universe in harmony. We're talking about nearly 2,000 acres of it being, you know, auctioned off. And this auction is actually supposed to take place on Saturday. Seven bands of the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, Oyete people ask Oseti Sakowin, or Sakowin, the Great Sioux Nation, have a collective effort to buy as much of this as they possibly can at auction. So it's just vital that folks, and I'm going to put the site into our chat, the link to the site where you can donate, and also there's a site where you can sign a petition, because the United States government is not powerless in this situation. They just remain powerless because corporations are telling them to.
Mm-hmm. There's been so many things that have gone on in this world that have been terrorists, that have been very, very difficult, and people say, oh, if we only knew. Well, we know. If we want to.
Well, raising the information, raising up the knowing out there really helps when you have these wonderful networks to work with. Unfortunately,
yes.
As I said, it seems like we've all been kind of off our stools here for the last couple of with information on this, but Tricia said that Dana had posted in one of our rooms or one of our groups on it, and had made a really good post on there. I can't find it myself, but I'm going to after the show and get it around, and I'll do my best to put together something more for the weekend. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's a great idea, Nick, to put that astral standard there above where they're trying to raise money so that they can do so.
And
Flynn,
yes?
Go ahead.
I said it's so powerful. It's a powerful thing to do, especially right now. Like, a little goes a long way. Just like the $5 goes a long way if everyone's doing it, you know.
It's true.
Money has to be in by this weekend?
The quicker you can get it in there, the better. They're trying to raise this money so that they can go on over and make a bid on their land when it comes to auction on Saturday. So it's then again, there's a notice on there saying that they have 16 more days to raise the money. I'm a little confused by that, but I do know this. They need it. So raising it, you know, the time on it is supposed to be the 25th.
Well, I'll get to work spreading that around, too.
Well, yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, I posted it a while ago, but can do more.
We all keep trying to pay attention. So how, besides this incredibly idiosyncratic. Could I say that? Idiosyncratic Mercury retrograde effects that we've been going through the last couple of days. I wonder how many people have been actually going through that.
Yeah, well, my lovely experiences with Windstream, and just to put it in a very small way, one hand did not know what the other hand was doing there, and that's probably typical. And
what are you, Windstream?
Yeah.
That
was what I have my computer through, and they got me to go into one of their other systems. I used to have no trouble, and now I've had nothing but. And I get finally, after dealing with them for 3 days of nonsense, and, well, we'll put a ticket on your situation, and someone in our technical group will get on it. Well, I did that once. I did that twice. I did that 3 times, because it never happened. And the third time she said, oh, no one ever put a ticket on this. I thought, great. And
I would finding a new server myself.
I'm considering it. I think they all probably are not good. But I may do that. And so finally someone showed up today who I actually gave homeopathy to last time he was here and treated his finger, and it healed him. So he was grateful, and he made sure he got here early today. And he fixed some things. And as soon as he walks out the door, I get a phone call, and they're saying, in fact, that they had an internal problem, and so they canceled sending the person. And it was on their end. Well, you know, Mars and Saturn have been conjoined, and they've separated. Today, finally, Mars went into Scorpio, and it stopped buddying up with Saturn because Mars wants to go, and Saturn says no. So there was like, it's like driving with the brakes on is what it's been like for about 5-6 days. That's why you keep feeling like you're hitting a wall.
Well, I think there was something very harmonious about this, the last jig of Mars, too. I read that on Mountain Astrologer and someplace else that there was, it was, this week was because of Mars.
Well, today, Mars went into Scorpio, and
mm-hmm.
it's trining Neptune. And for a lot of us who are born around 1950, like me, who have Uranus at 0 degrees of Cancer, it was like, wee! Grand trine in water signs, which means it's very emotional, but there's flow instead of blockage. So today is the day that things should start to be flowing.
Oh, okay. So I was expecting it on Wednesday, but it was Friday that it was coming.
Well, today, Thursday.
Thursday, oh.
You know, whatever day it is.
It's funny, my roommate just thought it was Friday all day until I told her it was Thursday. She was thrilled to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, good, one more day.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, it goes along with your idea of driving with the brakes on. Like, she thinks it should at least be Friday, but it's like, dude, just relax. It's Thursday, like, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's what I've been feeling, too, a little bit. But, yeah, there is a nice flow happening. And then it's, you know, and then the break. So without the break, then there's just flow. That's really nice.
Yeah, we should have a lot more flow from now on for a while.
Nice.
But,
that's
but the thing about flow, the thing about flow, though, it means whatever is going will go faster.
Mm.
So if good things are going, it'll go faster. If bad things are going, it'll go faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just more of a flow of the energy. and it depends what it's being used for.
Yeah. Well, I find it, I think that's really great, actually, because we've been so stuck so often.
Yep.
I think flow, even the flow that may be hard to deal with, at least it'll get it gone, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Nothing worse than a backed up toilet, so to speak.
Okay. To slow things
yeah.
down.
A friend of mine suggested something to me the other day in terms of visioning, and I really liked this, so I just want to share it with you, because a lot
great.
Of times we figure out a vision for something. I'd like the fires to stop in the western part of this country. I'd like them to stop. That's pretty good vision. Pretty good vision. But even something that general and positive, I think, and what she was suggesting is that we need to hold a wider space and tamper less with what it is and ask more that spirit bring the best solution. Because so much of the time, spirit has a better, wider, more fabulous vision for each of us than we could have for ourselves.
You make a really wonderful point. It makes me remember something that happened the other night. I was watching The Lion King on Family Channel, and it's a beautiful animation. It's a great story. And I was nodding off. It was like 11 o'clock, and The Lion King went off, and I'm nodding off. All of a sudden, I heard Joel Osteen. Do you know who he is?
Oh, yeah.
I can't fault the guy. He makes me smile. And I have a nickname in certain communities. People call me Oils Pouring. And he started out with this positive speech about, you know, prosperity. And he said, he brought up a story from the Bible with Elijah, who goes to the woman who only has one pot of oil to cook with. And
uh-huh.
she's about to lose everything. You remember the story?
Mm-mm.
Well, anyways, he says, bring not a small amount.
He
tells me to go out and get containers, and he says, bring not a small amount. And what you're saying about flow and broadening everything was exactly what Osteen was trying to make the point of. We have to open ourselves to greater expanse and allow for, you know, in his terms, God or Jesus or
yeah.
Spirit to provide. Now, I'll tell you, he is the only preacher I've ever listened to who makes me smile. He really does. I just translate a lot of his words into my own vernacular, if you will, and it works. But I only listen to him.
He
for
is
about
such a
15,
hater, though.
15, 20 minutes. Well, I haven't experienced that because I haven't listened to hate. I haven't heard it. I will say he does make me smile.
Yeah, I mean, I've liked some of the things I've heard, except that he's really anti-gay.
Well, I haven't seen him be hatefully anti-gay. I've heard him say, well, people have a right to their, you know, to live their lives as they wish. Now, this I saw in an interview with him and I think it was Oprah.
Yes.
And she was giving him crap, but
right.
He was saying that basically it went against the Bible, so therefore
right.
it was wrong. I don't agree with that either. But, you
right.
know, it's also about, like, the lightening up of things. Take the good stuff and leave the, you know, take
yeah.
the wheat, leave the chaff.
Yes.
You know?
leave the chaff. Absolutely.
We haven't got time for any.
Yeah.
I like that. Leave the chaff.
Yeah, leave that chaff.
Well, I'm also reminded that that's how they made the bricks in Egypt, isn't it, with the chaff and the mud.
Yeah. Time and a place for everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't support the gay bashing or the gay what do you say when the guy is not actually being hateful but he's saying it's wrong? You know,
right.
do you still call
I would say
hating?
God doesn't make any mistakes, right?
Right.
Made us all.
Hey, come on, I'm handing you a platter here, darling. Come on, tell us.
I know, preaching to the choir, right?
Yeah, I would just tell them God doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah.
That's what you believe. And so how can you make us wrong? If God doesn't make us wrong, how can you make us wrong?
Well, there you go. It's also sit and think on it, you know? Trisha says it just goes to show you that there are lots of paths up the mountain, even from Joel Osteen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if everybody does their part and does something good for the world, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, and I've been training myself to back off of getting on the steed and pulling out the blade and going and cutting my swath through. I've been trying very hard to be cooperative with people politically, and that isn't very easy sachet for me.
I'm sure.
I think that's part of the challenge right now, isn't it? Especially for the warriors with the warrior natures. It's to turn that sword into a different kind of sword. And it's so much less work. I was thinking about that the other day in the shower. I was like, okay, so now more than ever, the idea of the dark side makes a lot of sense. Because if you forget about, Darth Vader, bad, negative, you know, it's like, why would someone like Anakin choose that? You know, because he was good, went bad. Well, it's because that return, you know, and that's been the vibration for so long with that warrior spirit. That's what you had to do. I mean, that's what everybody was doing. If you watch, you know, 16th century anybody, they're all swordsmen up, right? But now, what do you do with that vibration? Well, it's turning that into something that is, take some time to be able to really wield it like you're wielding a sword. But at the end of the day, it's so much less effort. It's got such a higher vibration, and it just blossoms instead of any kind of, it's just better for all around. But it definitely takes more time. We've needed this time to know to do that.
Do you know, Nicole, what acoustic is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what acoustic is?
Yeah, but go ahead. I think of acoustic guitar.
No, a coup. COOP.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
No, tell
Native American traditions.
Yeah.
Acoustic carried by a warrior into battle and no other weapon at all. And his challenge was, and this was part of his Sundance or part of his, you know, awakening journey, especially if he was a strong warrior, to go in and to fierce battle and merely tap people with a killing blow, what would have been a killing blow, but just tap them with the coup stick. And, you know, that was called counting coup.
Right.
Wow.
And that enabled the warrior to be, you know, fundamentally one of the, you know, the winner of the day. How much coup did you count? Counting coup, you know. I often see our writer over at Roundtree, Oso, who is just absolutely brilliant with his heart and how he describes the world that he's in right now. He's Mesoamerican. He's indigenous. He's a working man. He's been through so much. He is in the midst of everything that's going on in Oakland. He is out there on the streets every weekend helping his community since all of this revolution has begun for a year. And he writes such beautiful pieces. I mean, the goddess just steps into his heart sometimes. And he is a warrior, a fierce warrior who counts coup with his words. You follow?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So I think you're right. I think we're being challenged to count coup. And so, mm-hmm. you know, when it becomes time to, instead of going in with the blade, you know, and just hacking up like salami.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gwen, are you familiar with my deck yet a little bit?
To be honest with you, I get familiar when I pull a card.
Uh-huh.
I'm familiar just a wee bit because I've only pulled probably 12 cards.
Okay, well, have you run into Pohaha yet?
Yes.
Okay, because she was a Native American heroine, and she... The Braves, they were just, no, we can't have a woman riding into battle with us. No, 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 not in this group. Mm-mm. But she was so incredible and so powerful that they couldn't stop her. And the card shows her riding into battle, and she wore this thing called the Mask of Valor over her face. And when she counted coup, she would flip up her skirt and show her breasts to show that you were beaten by a woman.
That's very brave.
Yeah. So that card is particularly wonderful for those of us who do non-traditional work where men have held sway and said, no, you can't do this here. So when she comes up, she's not only victorious, as the Six of Wands is, but it's victory as a woman, fighting that fight.
That's a wonderful lesson. That is a wonderful lesson. That reminds me of some of the Mayan goddesses, their fierce crowd. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Yeah, well, with all that is, but with all that is going on, if we can learn to demonstrate that example, to count coup instead of, you know, instead of breaking the possibility with, you know, a violent reaction, or with the violent reaction I think I'm thinking of is like saying, you know, it's my way or the highway, or not listening to other people. I'm saying, I think that's out there very much. But
the black and white
flash.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Flash, tell folks where they can find your wonderful deck of cards.
Tell you about the Wise Woman Tarot?
Tell folks where they can find it. If
sure,
they're interested.
Sure.
And they should be.
Yeah, it's a very unique deck. If you love the goddess in all her guises and you want to look at a deck that isn't just a bunch of white people, that really, you know, it's really global and
awesome.
Deep. And I haven't just laid some political ideology over what should be a significant piece of tarot work. If you like that kind of thing, You'll like the Wise Woman's Tarot, and you can get it through my website, flashsilvermoon.com. And it's around, you know, in stores as well, but that's the easiest way to get it. And I'll sign it for you.
There you go.
You can get a look on my website. There's a whole bunch of pictures and information. It's all there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they come right up. Wow. That's great. Awesome. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to have a deck where the imagery matched the potency of the writing. Mm. And I think we got that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nicely balanced. Wow. Cool. Awesome.
If you're a tarot enthusiast, you'll like it.
In visualizations, working towards bringing some awareness to the masses. Now, you were talking about a wonderful visualization. Oh, by the way, do you have another date or any other?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I looked at the Tuesdays in September, and I'm kind of thinking September 11 would be great.
Mm.
Okay.
Nice.
Does that suit
perfect,
you?
Perfect, because I am right here.
Yeah.
We know where that is.
Okay. Well, we'll get it out there.
Yeah, and I was thinking perhaps the theme given that night should be disappear fear.
Mm. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Me too.
I like that.
Yeah. And since we've been talking about the Lakota, I would like to try to get one of my Lakota sisters on with us.
Ooh, wonderful.
I know some folks in the north, and
I know someone right here in Melrose.
Nice. She's like, I got my neighbors.
Yeah. And she's good. She's also an Isis priestess. She's very well-rounded.
Did you ever know Chief Little Dove over
no.
in your territory?
I don't think so.
She was the chief over at the Seminole camp reservation. Excuse me. Seminole reservation for many years. She's crossed now.
Yeah. I think I've heard of her, but I never met her.
Very kind, very very kind lady. And worked hard for her cultural family, very hard for them. And one of the very few Seminoles I've ever met that was so invested in bringing the land back and the people to the land and not selling it out.
Wow, that's good.
And I admired her a lot. She was good people. Anywho, wow. So, September 11th. Now, I wanted to ask you, what do you think's going to, you had said earlier that we would probably catch some storms this year. So you think one's on its way now?
Yeah, I'm not thinking for sure it's going to head right towards us. It may go west a little bit. Or
that's what they're saying.
Or it may just get, you know how we've had some really weird storms?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where they circle and do all kinds of flip-flops and they take their time. Because the date where I'm thinking we're going to have some big something is actually on August the 31st. We have a full moon in Pisces, the water.
Yeah, it's a
and it moon, and it's going to be conjoining Neptune and Chiron in Pisces. Also Jupiter, which will be in an air sign. It's in Gemini. It'll be squaring the moon a little bit later in the night, so that brings in the big wind.
Oh,
and listen, we can even hear the sirens.
Is.
I know. I thought I'd mute them. Exactly.
Isn't that a blue moon, too?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not sure what this one's going to do exactly, but I know there's a couple more out there. Oh, and while we're on the subject of this particular storm, I'm not sure. I guess I got it online, but it turns out that the U.S. government, it might have even been on, it was on TV, on the news. The United States government, 1 year ago, was doing maneuvers in Tampa, doing a mock-up of what would happen if a Cat 5 hit the Republican convention. I swear, they did this a year ago. How do you spell HARP? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
That is. Yeah, that's one of those synchronicities that you got to raise your eyebrow.
Yeah. So when I heard that and I thought, oh, nice trick, folks.
Jeez.
But it also makes you wonder, why are they going to try and douse the repugs, you know?
Well, you know, what I got, because there's a couple of storms on their way.
Right.
And one is tracking, the Isaac is tracking towards the Republicans. There's another one out in the African Caribbean basin. And it's tracking towards, it could track up the East Coastline. And that would put it towards North Carolina. And I'm thinking to myself, why is nobody actually saying that Mother Earth is just, you know, not happy with the United States government?
Yeah. Yeah. Mama says, all of you, out of here.
It's sending calling cards. She's sending calling cards. And that's, you know... That was what I actually got from that.
Makes sense.
It does. It does. Wow. Well, to go over, we're at the close. Hey, Flash, thanks so much for calling in this evening. Really appreciate your input.
Sure. I just happened to see it, and I thought, I'm free. I think I should help.
Nice. I mean, it's great having Tricia in the chat room, too. Hi, Tricia.
Best out to P.E. Nolan or Tricia Poole, whoever's there. Both, don't bogart that. Save a little for the blender. I want to remind everybody that we've posted links in the chat tonight, and also you can find out about PESA and how to help the Lakota Nation by giving whatever you can. They're over on Indiegogo, and that's IndieGogo.com, and you just put PESA Lakota Heartland in there, and you'll come up with their site. And you can also find the links over at roundtree7.com, and that's the number 7. Look for Dana's post, Dana Lonehill. She's put up what you need to know to help out over there, too. Please, whatever you can do. The Black Hills are at stake, and folks actually, you know, who hasn't got an extra $5? I know there are people who don't have an extra $5, but if you do, please. And if you've got more, think about this. You're making up for those who don't. So please give. They really, the Lakota need the money so that they may be able to do something about purchasing their property, which is so incredibly mind-bending that they have to. It's also very mind-bending that the United States government hasn't stepped in, you know.
Maybe the petition will do something about that.
Maybe. I was over on the petition before the show, and as I sat there, there was somebody signing, and it was like rolling every second, you know?
Wow, nice.
So please go over to the petition. And the petition you'll find, it's on avaaz.org, a community petition. That's avaaz.org. And it's community petitions. All you've got to do is look for Help the Lakota Sioux Save Their Sacred Black Hills Land. And it's all over Facebook right now. So please, do what you can, folks. Do what you can. Does anybody have any announcements before we do our close?
Well, should we just announce again about Woman Spirit Rising?
Please do, on September 11th.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Is it 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yep.
7 to 8 on Tuesdays.
Well, it's your choice, so if you've chosen 7, that's great, but you can choose any time, I meant
okay.
to say.
Well, let's keep it that way, because I think that was good for the other woman who comes on the show as well.
Okay.
You know, if that's a good time for her, we might as well keep it. But Woman Spirit Rising.
I think it's a very civilized time.
Excuse me?
I think it's a very civilized time. You know, it doesn't really cut into your dinner, but you can eat before if you want. I think
uh-huh.
it's a nice start.
Good, good. And it's a new show of women gathering to do magic and ritual for the good of the planet, for all of us, from different tribes and different thoughts about how to do these things, but of one heart and one spirit.
Well,
creating tradition as we go.
Yeah. New traditions, yeah.
Yes. All right, Woman Spirit Rising, 7 p.m. on September 11th. We'll give you plenty of plugs between then and now. And thank you again, Flash, and thank you, Nicole, for being here
yes.
tonight with me.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. And I'll play us out of here with a little plug for the ladies over in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Stood up to it and who are basically standing up for all women.
They sure
and
are.
And keep all people. So this is the Free Pussy Riot song, and we're in accord with them. And this has been the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry and our guest tonight, Flash Silver Moon. And please, folks, after you get off here, please go on over and help the Lakota and give what you can. So that's it, ladies.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.